Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Friday, the 25th of Feb, back in Blighty with Scotty Boy. Hello, Scott. How are you, son?
Good afternoon, Ian. Not too bad. Thank you very much. Yourself?
Yeah, well, as I've just said to you, I'm a bit of a zombie. I don't really get jet lag. I don't know. I find it when I first sort of started going abroad, I thought it's all a load of old nonsense, but I do get it horrendously when I come back from the States, more than anywhere else. Mind you, I don't go many other places. I tend to. And I'm really struggling. I got home Tuesday, slept like a baby. Went to bed Tuesday night, slept. I stayed awake.
Wilding around crying.
Yeah, I stayed awake when I got home. I thought, I won't have a kip. I'll just stay home. I'll stay up. Went to bed about 10:30 on Tuesday night. Woke up about 8 o'clock Wednesday. Stayed up, worked all day Wednesday, went to bed about 11 o'clock Wednesday, pinged awake. I thought it was about 8 in the morning, and when I looked at the clock, it was 1:30. So I got up, I just pinged wide awake. I know, I think you've had jet lag yourself, you know what it's like. So I got up at 1:30 Thursday morning, put the news on, obviously watched all that terrible business in Ukraine was unfolding, unfortunately.
Yeah, awful.
And then I actually went to bed at 5 o'clock this morning. So I stayed up from 1:30 Thursday to, I just couldn't go. I was knackered last night. I had a few Zooms and that yesterday. Went to bed again about 10:30 and just couldn't sleep. So I was up and it was about 5 in the morning when I fell asleep. And then Sam woke me up at 8 to walk the dog. And I just haven't really known what day of the week it is today. I had to take the dogs to a vet's and I had to go down a lane and I clipped someone's wing mirror this morning. Probably shouldn't have been driving. And she got out of the car, gave me a whole load of abuse. You fucking cunt. Why didn't you fucking stop? Well, calm yourself down, woman. So that was an eventful morning. And then I've got back, done the ultimate, and I think my Dropbox has got jet lag as well because I've spent about 2 hours trying to sort that out. Any files. So it's not been the greatest day so far, but here we are. We're here, Scotty.
Your day's improving now, though, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll get better yet. Give me a couple more days and I'll be back machine-like.
No, mate, because you're dealing with me now.
Oh, my God. Dear me. Yeah, well, less to be said about that, the better, I think. Right, few bits of admin. What admin have I got? Firstly, podcast. Right, obviously, this is only my third podcast in probably, best part of 20-odd days.
Yeah.
Only done the ones for you. They will resume, but they won't resume Monday because I'm going to a meeting Monday, so they will resume Tuesday onwards with a bit more structure and covering some of the topics that people want. The trading group, I'm going to start all that next Saturday onwards, so just the guys, the WhatsApps and stuff. I've got a few more Zooms to have, and obviously the stuff's in Dropbox, but I'll cover that more for them next week as opposed to this week, because with jet lag I'll probably make some mistakes, but I'm going to make some videos and this, that and the other of some trades. So I'll do all that from next Saturday onwards, if you can just leave me this weekend to get myself back to humanity. That's it. Right, I don't think I've got anything else. It's best we do some football, I suppose.
Yeah.
My enthusiasm for games involving Tottenham Hotspur is waning, Scott. So.
Yeah, save your managers.
Yeah. So I see. I haven't seen any follow-up, but I know he had a bit of a paddy, didn't he, on whatever night we played.
Yeah, it's always like he was saying that they should look at my position. I'm always like, I'm hoping they are going to look at my position.
It didn't take long to fathom out the players. But anyway, we'll get to them in a minute. We have got Southampton Norwich this week.
Yeah, tonight.
Which we mentioned last week, whenever that was, last Thursday. Vegas time, whatever day it was yours. And I've no idea what's going
Thursday
on.
Thursday it was.
I think they were about 1.6 last week, weren't they? When we said
1.66.
That. Yeah, and they're now 1.57.
Yeah.
Obviously I said Southampton, I fancied them to beat Everton and they did. Norwich got beat by your mob.
Yeah.
Went 1-0 up, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
But yeah, I stand by what I said last week. I think Southampton are miles better. Very good at home, still only lost one game at home. So the 1.57 Saints is a fill your boots jobby. Over to you.
Yeah, and we've got that list. This is 2 points because I did post last week that if you're going to do it, get on now because the price will drop. So we've got that logged at 1.66. So,
good man.
I've got no bet as far as goals. There's a market I did like was priced lower than I wanted. I was very surprised to see just three of the Saints' 12 home games have gone overs this season so far, and they have scored two or more just four times in those games. They really should add to that in this game, as I see Southampton winning and scoring at least two goals in what looks a very straightforward home win. That's it for me.
Okay. And then I actually didn't realise we must be the TV game tomorrow lunchtime, are we?
Yeah, that'd be good viewing.
Leeds home to Tottenham. I don't know what to say. I mean, is it Spursy as you're getting it? You lose to Wolves at home, Southampton at home, Burnley away.
Yeah,
and in the middle of that, somehow managed to go to the Etihad and be the first team to win there since October.
Yeah, do the double over them.
And the first team to beat them in a football match since December. I did watch that game in Vegas. It was on the TV in Vegas. And whilst we were backs to the wall at the time, I thought we played quite well.
Yeah, I did.
And then by all accounts against Burnley, we were absolute garbage. I haven't seen any of the highlights.
I didn't watch it. Anything.
But that's what you're going to get with poor players. We've just, until we, you know, I don't know, you know, whether Conte's going to go or not go. You know, it was always whilst I'm over the moon with the appointment, it was always a strange one. You never could see him and Levy being the perfect match. I think he's probably disappointed with the transfer window in January.
Definitely.
You know, yeah, we shipped some players out, but didn't really get anybody in. We've got no one of any creativity. And I think we're going to get results like that. When we can dig in and defend, we'll be okay, but we're not going to break teams down. And we've got players who can have howlers. Lloris is making amazing saves or dropping it down at players' feet.
Yeah, inconsistent, isn't it?
The fullbacks are absolute garbage. And we haven't got a midfield of any sorts. That Benton Kerr looks all right, but the rest around him, you know, we've got no creativity in there. And we're relying on Kane dropping deep all the time and getting the ball and making something happen that way. So I think it's just going to be a rough old ride to the end of the season, and we'll see in the summer whether he's going to stay or go. And, you know, we'll have the circus around Kane and whether we can get anybody in.
Yeah.
Arsenal obviously winning last night. I think Arsenal sort of put one foot in the top four last night. They seem to be in a rich vein of form. Got to play West Ham, got to play Spurs. Spurs have got to play West Ham. I think they've all got to play United. So there could be some twists and turns.
Yeah, but I definitely think so.
I said a while back that I think Arsenal will get that spot. I just think they're the more solid of the four teams. So this game, I have no idea. This could be 4-0 to Leeds, 4-0 to Spurs, or 1-0, because Leeds are equally as mad as Tottenham. It must be infuriating to be a Leeds supporter. Leeds have played 5 games in the Premier League as a sort of bottom six team against top half teams and won none of them. Tottenham top half to bottom six have won 17 of 31. I genuinely have no idea. It could be anything. This could be absolutely any possible combination. I think they're both going to be a bit more open, which does tend to suit Spurs. Spurs definitely Spurs do better in games where the football's more open, as opposed to a game like Burnley where, you know, they're just going to sit there
and they're going to get it perfect. I think it's perfect for Spurs.
Yeah, it is. It is. And if I had to pick a winner, I would say Spurs. But do I want to back Spurs at odds on? Absolutely no chance. Not at all. So I think it'll be quite an entertaining watch. And as I say, I think anything could happen.
Yeah, well, I have got something on this, but I was thinking of Tottenham team goals for this game. But after the Burnley defeat, I erred on the side of caution and left the game alone as far as goals. And as far as the result before that game, I was very confident of a Spurs away win. I still think they will win, but my confidence is lowered a bit from that result. Leeds, as usual, showed how poor they are last time out against a good side, getting thrashed 6-0. And their record against top eight sides, as I keep saying, is woeful. Just one win and 11 overall, and that should be one win from 12 after this game. Leeds will make this an open game as usual, and that should suit Spurs going forward. And I do believe they score at least two themselves, maybe more. And I think Spurs will complete the double and maybe win 2-1, 3-1. The bet I like, and it looks really good actually, is 10 or more corners in the match. Leeds home games go over 9.5 quarters, 58.3% this season. And Spurs away, 64%. And overall, 79% for the season. So their games see plenty. And the reverse fixture saw 12. Sporting Index, which I love, go 10.1 to 10.6. So you need to get on at 11 corners. And we can get on needing 10. Over 9 at 1.73, Bet365, which is great value. When you see Skybet go 1.53, Marathon only go 1.65, it's a cracking bet.
Okay. All right, son. Well, best of luck with that one.
Thank you.
Let's hope they're all Tottenham corners.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, I hope so for you.
10 in their half. Next up, we have Newcastle against Brentford. Brentford at home to Newcastle. Brentford on a dire run of form.
Yeah.
Not one in the last five. Really interesting. I mean, whilst Sky Sports and everybody else are trying to build up the title race, I do think it will just be Man City that win the league.
Oh, I certainly do.
But I think the excitement is going to be at the foot of the table. I'm standing by the fact Watford and Norwich are down. Obviously, Burnley have won the last two games now, still got games in hand.
Yeah, and improving.
Everton are right in the mess. Leeds are right in the mess. Brentford are right in the mess. And I'd say that's about it. Villa then on 27 points again with a game in hand on most of them and a couple of games in hand on Brentford.
Yeah.
So I'd say from sort of 1 to 13 now you're safe, but I think any of those bottom seven could go down.
Agreed.
I am still standing by my all-season long mantra that it will be Newcastle. I know they've had a good run of results. Whether that is can be maintained remains to be seen.
Yeah.
But obviously this is a game that they can win. Because Brentford are absolutely dire. And I think if Newcastle are going to stay up, it is a game like this that they've got to go to win. I haven't got a bet because I think they're both just garbage and could make mistakes. I certainly couldn't be backing Brentford at 2.62. I thought the pricing should be a lot closer than that. So if I was going to do anything, I would lay Brentford.
Yeah.
But I'm going to stick my neck and say it's probably going to be something like 1-1.
I've got no better game as far as goals. And as far as the result, it's, as you said, it's a really hard game to call as we have a Brentford side that have lost six of the last seven and won just one of the last five at home. Playing a Newcastle side improving that are unbeaten in the last six. And their last two away, they've drawn 1-1 at West Ham and beaten Leeds. So they are a positive side. But I'm not sure they will get the win here as Brentford have shown home and away this season, three teams placed 12th and below. They are hard to beat and have lost just 2-10. So based on that, I will sit on the especially reinforced fence and go for another draw like they did in the reverse picture, which ended 3-3. I have another corners bet because I'm targeting where I am actually doing all right. And that's Newcastle to get five corners, over 4.5 team corners. Away, this has landed in six of the last nine. And in the last two away, Leeds and West Ham, they got seven in each. And they got eight in the reverse fixture earlier in the season. And Brentford had conceded 5-4 of the last five here. Sky go 1.83 for Newcastle, five corners. Bet365 just 1.73. And again, I like it. The Sporting Index go 5.1 to 5.4, needing six. So five, one less. I like that. And again, it looks a cracker to me.
Okay, best of luck with that one.
Thank you very much.
Right, Brighton versus the old punctured Gerrard ball, isn't it? Punctured Potter ball versus punctured Gerrard ball, this is.
Yeah, we're not hearing it so much now, are we?
Well, no, I mean, obviously the ludicrous statements that Benjamin made about Gerrard should be England manager after about three games and
yeah,
to backtrack on it after that. yeah, I mean, it's... I love them. I love the guys on FTS, the old Villa fans. They do make me smile.
yeah, they certainly make me laugh.
The one thing I say about Spurs is Spurs are fucking useless. Whilst I'll have a bit of banter, we are fucking useless. But they were talking like they were Brazil when they were winning a few games. They got one win in five. Brighton have got one win in five, despite everybody telling me what a genius that guy is. who knows? I mean, it's Brighton. Brighton, they're like the draw kings of the Premier League, aren't they? They've won 6 of 16 against mid-table teams. Villa have won 5 or 12 away to mid-table teams. Brighton have drawn 7. Villa have only had one draw. They've won 5, drawn 1, lost 6 away to mid-table. If I genuinely have no idea. If I had to pick a winner, I would say Brighton personally may squeak it. But I think, again, it's one that if somebody put a gun to me head and I said have a bet, I'd probably go back the draw. I can't really see from winning, but if somebody again said, right, you've got to pick a winner, I'd probably go for Brighton. But could you be bracking Brighton at 2.34? Absolutely. No. I wouldn't want to touch it with anybody's money. I wouldn't, even if you gave me money, I couldn't put it on it. It's another one. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, you've said a lot of what I feel as well. And so I'm going to say the Villa, like you said, away, they've lost 8 of 12 and won the other 4. They've drawn none. On current form and with the away record, I can't see Villa winning this. But with Brighton's love of draws, I can see exactly like you, another draw. I can't see Villa winning. So I think the draw to Villa, best that Villa could get. But I can see a draw as well.
Yeah. It's just a few fixtures like that this week that right, we have got Palace versus Burnley now. Obviously, as I say, Burnley trying to make their way out of the mire. I'm still confident they're going to. Fantastic win to beat us in the week.
Yeah, it was.
Palace have got 23 games since 2016 against when they've been mid-table playing bottom half side. 1-9, drawn 7, lost 7. Burnley have got 22 games in the same period as a bottom six side away. 1-6-1, drawn 5, lost 11. So when you look at that, you sort of think, oh, Palace look pretty good. Palace got beat by... was it Chelsea and then had a thumped Watford, didn't they, midweek?
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, isn't any mean feat about thumping Watford. I'm telling you that the Burnley resurgence is on. Palace are even money, I think, in this, which is fucking madness. So I'm going to plump for a little half a point. I'm not even going to take the draw, a little half a point on Burnley at 4.3. I think they've been playing better than their results prior to that. Now they've got a couple of wins. They're going to have a bit of confidence. They're going to get another win to haul themselves out the bottom three.
And their new forward is looking all right as well.
Yeah, so Burnley a little half point at 4.3 to reap a bit of mayhem on Palace.
Right. I've got another no-bet game as far as goals, and yet another tough game to call, like you've said. Palace come to this having lost the last three here, and okay, all three were against teams placed in the top five. And their record between teams in the bottom half is pretty good, having played 6 here be bottom half sides and lost just the 1. And that's the same away also. Burnley, fresh from beating Spurs 1-0, look to be slowly improving. And the last two away, they got a 0-0 at Arsenal, which is excellent, and a 3-0 win at Brighton, which is pretty good too. And head-to-head shows they've won on their last two visits here, which backs up your views as well. And okay, I'm not sure they'll make it 3 in a row, but I can see another draw like they did in the reverse fixture, which ended 3-3. I'm sitting on the fence and saying a draw. But
Okay, son. You're wrong. Burnley are winning it.
You're right.
Right, United up against Watford. United, they've had a win, haven't they? They had a couple of wins, maybe. Oh, yeah, they beat Leeds 4-2, didn't they? I can't remember who they beat before that, but they beat somebody else. Up against Roy's Watford. United will win this game. I'm absolutely convinced of it. Do I want to back them at 1.38? No. Watford, since they came back up, have 7 games away to top six sides. They've won 0 of them. They've drawn 1 and lost 6. United have only lost 4 of the last 25 home to anybody in the bottom six. So I can't see anything other than a Man United win. I know, obviously, that sort of the result reverse fixture was the one that put paid to Ollie when they got beat 4-1, but that was some months ago now. United, couple of wins under their belt. They will stuff Watford. It's not for me at 1.37, but I think it'll be a comfortable win.
Yeah, and I got no bet game again as far as goals. Man U home games don't see many goals. We're just 5 of their 13 here going overs so far, which surprised me. And team goals is rightly priced low, as I can see Man United home win and them to score a minimum of 2 goals as well. So we agree again on that.
Right, and then we've got Everton versus City. Everton in the bottom six and looking bang in trouble. And just as a record, I had a look back. Everton have only been in the bottom six once in the last 6-7 years when home to a club in the top six. And that was Chelsea some time back, fairly early season. And they actually beat them 3-1, but that was sort of when the table hadn't really settled down. It was game 7 or 8 in season 19-20.
Oh, yeah.
So we find Everton in a position that they just, one, they shouldn't be in, I think is a fair comment. I know people say they've played badly, so they deserve it, and absolutely they do, but certainly I think we wouldn't have looked in August and said Everton are going to be bottom six.
Definitely not.
Benitez in, obviously have spent fortunes of money over a number of years now. And I think they are bang in trouble. You know, whilst I've said I do think Newcastle will go down, I honestly think if it's not Newcastle, it's going to be Everton. They have got a shocking run of fixtures to come. They've got Man City. They've got away to us. Wolverhampton isn't easy. They've then got an absolute six-pointer against Newcastle. I can't, whilst Spurs beat Man City, you know, City still had plenty of the work, just didn't create much, and Spurs defended really well.
Yeah.
I think Man City get back to winning ways here comfortably. I then think if Burnley and Newcastle win, you're going to see, you know, Everton are right. They are right, banging, and they can't rule it out. And I am standing by. I do not understand the managerial appointment for that. For the position they were in. It's only going to get tougher, you know, and they're not going to go and win this game. I just cannot see anything other than a City win. I think I'm not sure. I haven't even looked, but I wouldn't mind actually if I was going to have a bet now. Let's just have a look. Hold on a minute. I meant to look at this earlier and I forgot. Where are we? I'm just going on the relegation market. If I was going to have a bet, I'd back Everton to be relegated.
All right.
You can back Everton to be relegated at 5.2. If they get beat, they're certainly not going to.
Sure. No, definitely.
And if the other two, if the other two teams win, then you'll be able to get out anyway. But yeah, if I was looking at anything as a sort of exotic bet before this game, I would back Everton to be relegated, and then trade it as the other results are played. But I've got nothing in the game. Can't see anything other than City winning.
And I've got no bet game again on goals with the odds rightly low on overs and team goals. And as far as result, same as you, I can't see anything but a City away win. And for them to make it 10 wins in a row, the Everton in all competitions, City to win 2-0, 3-0 plus.
Yeah, okay. And then we've got West Ham Wolves is the final game. Obviously, we've got the Carabao Cup, so we've only got 8 fixtures. And then there's some midweek fixtures, I think, catching a bit up. West Ham in 6th, Wolves in 7th. Wolves will be disappointed, you know, losing that last night 1-0 with 8 minutes to go. West Ham, I tend not to follow what they're doing because they just make, they're nauseating, aren't they?
I don't think they're firing on all cylinders at the moment.
No, I think they beat Watford, drew with Leicester. They drew with Newcastle, didn't they?
Yeah.
Drew with Newcastle. I said I expected them to win last week and they drew with Newcastle. This one here, we have West Ham at 2.16. Wolves are a tough side to beat, really tough side to beat. I'm quite tempted by the draw here. I'm going to have a little half point on the draw. I can see if they couldn't beat Newcastle at home, I can see this being a one-all.
Agreed.
A one-all game. So
what price have you got?
West Ham Wolves 3.35, little half point on the draw.
Yeah, we think similar again. I've got no bet game as far as goals and as far as result. Well, West Ham coming to this having just won one of their last five, and here two of their last five, and they don't seem to be quite clicking like they were. Play a Wolves team that are ticking along nicely in the main now, and whom away have won four of their last five, which includes wins at Tottenham and Manchester United. I really think on form, Wolves could get at least a draw here, and I see maybe a 1-1. They're not an easy team to beat, and I don't think West Ham are totally firing, as I've already stated, and I don't think West Ham win. Kevin's sent me a message last night saying that he fancies Wolves play, way Wolves play may suit the Hammers, and he can see both the score and West Ham sneaking a 2-1 home win. But I'm with you, I see a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, I mean, he needs to take his claret and blue glasses off. That's the trouble, isn't it? See, another one. So you've got to be more realistic like me. I just say my team is shit, and then you can never be disappointed.
Yeah, and you know, I'm the same with mine.
You can only ever go up, you see. You just say they're fucking useless. And then go from there. I mean, I missed the start of the game last week. My eyes nearly popped out of my head when I finally found it, and it was 1-0 Spurs after God knows how long.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I thought, what on earth is going on here? Because I texted my brother was going, and I said, are you there? He said, yeah. I said, I'm just trying to find it on a TV in Vegas. I said, I expect us to be 1-0 down by we get there. And they just kicked off. He said, we've managed to hold on for 30 seconds. I said, well, that's an achievement, but we are garbage. I do hope we keep the manager, but it seems doomed to fail for me.
I think
the structure at Tottenham is just wild, isn't it? It's just this ridiculous, you know. I think we almost need to go back to a manager and let him pick his players and say that's who I want, rather than this Levy director of football nonsense that sort of this constant either keeping the same players or trying to buy young ones and hoping they improve. You know, and if that's what they're going to be, then you can only expect to be mid-table because you're competing against teams who are operating much better than that.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. I've got no problem. If that's what Tottenham want to be, that's fine. Just don't charge the highest prices in the world to watch it. You know, that's my main gripe, is be fair to the fans. And I don't expect us to win the league, but I don't expect to be paying absolute top whack. And for everything, you know, with the highest seats, with the highest food prices, highest drinks prices, everything, just absolutely ripping us off to serve up garbage. But it depends. I mean, I don't know where, if they get rid of him, I don't know where they go.
No.
I honestly have no idea if he goes, where do you go? And obviously, if they lose a couple more games, I think he will go, because he just said, it's not me. I don't lose four games in 5 years.
No.
And he doesn't.
And he hates the inconsistency.
And he hates it. Exactly. Yeah. That's right. And I just think that if they lose a couple more, he's going to say, that's enough of that. I've come in here.
And he's a manager that wants to compete as well, isn't he?
Yeah. So it'd be interesting to see. But there we go. So it'll be an interesting weekend. As I say, the for me, the bottom of the table for the first time in a long time is really interesting just because the team's down there.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's Newcastle.
Not predictable.
Newcastle with the new money in, Everton being in trouble, Leeds, you know, were pretty good last season, being in trouble. It's going to be an exciting finish. But there we go. All right, guys. So I will be back with pods from Tuesday onwards. Scotty, I'll catch up with you. Well, I'll be in touch over the weekend, but I'll catch up with you when I'm Compass Mentis. I don't know when that'll be, I'll be honest. I've had this go on for a week, 10 days before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm normally bad with jet lag, but not as bad as that. Yeah.
I'm hoping that I'm back to normal over the weekend. And I'll catch up with you soon. As always, thank you very much for your time. See you later.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks as always.
All right. Cheers, guys. Bye.
Bye.